B-Pod Studios.
Our guest is somebody that has lived life. 22 years incarcerated in the California penal system. Drug addict, alcoholic, thief. And he has not published a book, but he would like to someday, to tell you what life is really like behind bars. His name is Bubba Bexley, and he's on the phone with us right now. Mr. Bexley, welcome.
Yeah.
It says here, and I'm surprised, usually when somebody does a publicity run, they've got a book to talk about. You hope to write a book one day about your life in prison, but you haven't yet, so why are you making the rounds, Mr. Bexley?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Back at you, my man.
All right. Let's not get carried away now.
Right on.
The reason that I speak to this is what they need to know is something that they call proof of concept. Okay.
All right.
And you need to establish your bona fides.
Okay. All right. Yes,
that,
sir.
That you're not not only do you have a story to tell, you can put your thoughts on paper, and that you can effectively publicize.
How long you been on the outside, Bubba?
Oh, it's been about 5 years now.
Oh, so you've been out for 5 years already?
Yeah, I mean, that season of one's life, my brother, is over.
So I take it you've reestablished yourself back into the civilian population, and you've probably got yourself a good job. You're done with the halfway house. You found a woman, and you've reestablished yourself into society. Am I correct in assuming that?
Don't talk down to me.
I'm not. I'm asking. You've been out 5 years. You don't have a book published yet. And you're going to tell us what life is like in prison after doing 22 years.
You know, don't treat me like I'm some kind of demi.
I'm not. Sir, you're a guest on the show. I personally have never done prison time. What's the first thing a person should do when they arrive in prison?
Well, in my case, it was to make contact with my man on the inside.
Now, you point out you may have had a man on the inside, but you say there is no such thing as friendship and camaraderie with fellow inmates on the inside. Don't make friends and stay pretty much away from that stuff. But you had somebody on the inside, though?
In my case, I did. And you're absolutely correct. That don't make him my friend. That make him a business associate.
Okay, so it wasn't it wasn't like a bitch on the inside, like what they would call the woman on the inside.
You know, people get these ideas, and they must come from their own heads.
So you didn't. I'm trying to figure out now. Tell me, Mr. Bexley, is it true that in prison, lifers are the top of the tier, the prison hierarchy, if you will, and snitches and child molesters are the ones that really fear for their lives in prison? Because snitches get stitches.
Well, I'm taken aback. I think somebody must have a HBO subscription. Man, you believe whatever you want.
What's your thought on, you know, Netflix and that show Orange is the New Black? Is that like how prison life is?
Oh, yeah, it's exactly like that.
Look.
Yeah, I had my that matter of fact, that was my cellmate. Her name Piper. Yeah, real pretty too. Pretty blonde lady.
Yeah. Where are you going? You got hot chicks having sex in the shower?
Yeah, prison's full of pretty blonde ladies.
Mr. Bexley, in prison, is there...
You telling me my business again?
No. No, I'm not, sir. How did you get into it? Because you were a drug addict, you were a boozer, a petty thief, and you got into prison. What'd you do? Knife somebody? Slit somebody's throat? What got you 22 years in prison? Or was that not a complete string that you were in and out doing petty stuff until you were a three striker?
I boosted a car when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
And I made the mistake,
of
getting caught.
Mm-hmm. And that got you your first run in prison?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, well, it was, you know, a juvenile situation.
Right. So that's not how you got your full 22 years.
But when I was in there, you know, they try and scare you with stuff like that. But if you handle your business, you're fine.
Right. And so is carjacking.
Yeah.
I thought you were in for some, you know, you were going to say something like, I was in for white collar crimes.
Man, I've done some interviews, but this is a little bit strange for me. You fascinate me, little man.
Were you in under the three strike law that basically if you did three felonies, you're in for life? And you say a lot of people are in like that, and that's why prisons are so overcrowded.
Yeah. Again, you're talking to me like I'm some kind of dummy.
No, I'm not. I don't know. I'm learning this from you.
Well, here's what I think people need to understand.
Yes, man. Yeah, brother.
There's not many of us, but the savvy ones, they're in there.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I did time in prison is I came to a educated decision.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably my best way forward.
Mm-hmm.
As a young man.
Yeah.
Still in my teenage years.
Yeah. When did you do the hard crime, though? Were you a gang member? What set
you
know, claiming?
This stuff is like pornography to you, isn't it?
I'm getting all
excited. Ooh, somebody slap you on the ass. You slap somebody else on the ass. Yeah. Who'd you kill? What'd you do?
Did you kill anybody in prison?
I could have, but hell no. But I'll tell you this.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this. You get me anything at all, that either you can bring in to me or get me from a commissary, and I will figure out a way to make that item capable of doing one of two things.
Yes.
A, get a man high, or B, kill a man.
Wow, that's something. Like, what could you get at the commissary that could kill a man? Like a cup of noodles?
Oh, all you have to do, because you got lots of time to think.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is take in items and just view that as raw material.
Right.
And then you just get to thinking on this.
I see.
Now, is there a way this could get a man high, or is there a way this could kill a man? You'd be surprised what could kill a man. Ain't that sturdy?
Well, I know. I saw on TV they sharpen the end of a toothbrush, and they can make it into a knife. Or mm-hmm. I read somewhere that you make a shank out of it, a shiv. And I also know that if you can buy in the commissary like a grape Kool-Aid, and then it can get you high.
Yeah, they catch on to things over time.
Right.
Back in my day, they were still silly enough to allow spiral notebooks in there.
Oh, what can you do with that?
They give you a length of wire. Now, what can you? You can do many things with a length of wire.
Yeah. You ever shank a bitch? How do you make a prison tattoo?
Really?
I think you use a ballpoint pen, don't you?
Really?
tell
now,
me.
I'm trying to impart knowledge to you.
was smoking allowed in prison?
Oh, hell no.
So no. You just picked the habit up?
Well, they let you have e-cigarette.
An e-cigarette, well, okay. But no,
for a while they came through and said no smoking at all.
Yeah.
And then some Chinese motherfucker ended up inventing what they call an e-cigarette.
I'm familiar with that.
But man, you know, I enjoyed them e-cigarettes, and then when I got out, man, you know, smoking a cool like kissing a girl.
I'm Steve Downs. Some of you may know me as the voice of Halo's Master Chief. In 1997, Bill Clinton was president of the United States.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Princess Diana was laid to rest. And the Florida Marlins won the World Series.
And the Florida Marlins are world champions.
That was also the year Stan and Haney began doing afternoons on 96 K-Rock. They said it would never last. Some even plotted to make sure it would never last. But for some ungodly reason, they're still here. Stan and Haney, whether you like it or not. Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon. We'll be right back.
and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the broadcast. Glad to have you along. My name is Stan. There's my friend and partner for a lot of years now. A lot of years. Mark Haney. Through the glass. Doing, I don't know. He says he's producing.
He's really busy. You probably shouldn't bother him.
It's Junior.
I'm just moving around looking busy.
Yeah, I know.
See, he's learned well.
Yeah, we taught you.
Have you got a clipboard yet?
No, that's a great idea, though.
No, you gotta have a
clipboard. And then I can walk around the halls with it.
Yeah, yeah, we told you that. And you haven't gotten one yet?
No.
Make you look busy.
You need to invest in your future. Get a clipboard.
Or an iPad. Look more up to date.
No, because they'll think you're playing games.
And all that's a clipboard.
Because they know you can't play games on a clipboard. We're not going to tell them that you actually can.
Yep. But
duly noted.
Yeah, walk around like that. Back in the old days, walk around with a reel-to-reel tape under your arm.
Mm-hmm.
That also made you look busy.
See, you're always on your way somewhere in a hurry when you see management.
But in fact, you're really doing nothing.
But in order for that to work, you have to have your prop with you at all times.
Yep. Hey, man, what are you doing? Well, I got to go and get
to
it.
Man, I wish I could stop and chat. I'm on my way up to see Mitch Wilson up in sales.
Yep. Who?
Nah, I got to go.
They'll leave you alone.
This has got to be on by 4.
Yep. Oldest trick in the book.
And then when your name comes up in a meeting, you talking about that one guy. Man, he's a hard worker.
He's a hustler. Man, he's always doing something.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
and all it is a clipboard.
I mean, it's the same skills that you learn to BS your parents, just up a level.
I'm going to go around and look for one.
There you go. That's my boy.
Right on, look at that. See what I walk around with? What do I got?
What's he
right
got here? Right there?
Oh, that's a clipboard.
This is mine. I take it from the office.
Yeah, they don't supply them anymore, so that one's about 30 years old. Stan's hung on to it all that time.
My clipboard.
Yeah, you immediately look busy.
Hold it up, Stan.
As soon as you hold it.
Yep. Look at that. That's a man who is on a mission.
That's right.
Yeah, keep it around here. Or be looking at it as you're walking down the hall.
Official looking papers on it.
Oh, yep. Yeah, not just one.
Does this
multiple.
Does this look like a man on his way out for a leisurely smoke?
No, he's got something to do.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so
lucky
glad we can help him.
Lucky I can hotbox one before I have to get back in the studio. Oh, I got to bring this up because I don't know anywhere else I can insert this piece of information anywhere in the show.
Well, welcome to my world.
There's just not a place for it, so I'll throw it out right now. This came through our service, and I was literally laughing. We see these from time to time, and this one I was familiar with but haven't seen in years. Are you a good husband? Are you a good wife? By 1939 standards, there was a publication that gave you a marriage test to see if you were marriage worthy and what you had to do to be a good wife or a good husband. And I'm going through this, and this isn't even the whole list, but it's great.
No, it's not funny to me.
It's very different now.
Well, it shouldn't be. This was a plan that they came up with to destabilize the country.
Yes. Now, let me tell you. It's an old marriage test from 1939. It's making the rounds online again. And it shows here are some of the signs you're a good husband, according to the test. Signs you're a bad husband, according to the test. And the same thing for a woman. Good wife, bad wife. Here's some...
And this is 1939 America.
1939 America. According to the test, you're a good husband if you're nice to her friends, remember your anniversary, you're kind to her, even if no one's watching.
That's a tall order.
You ask her opinion sometimes.
When it's appropriate.
You let her drive the car if she needs it.
In 1939?
Yes.
Oh, that's frowned upon, though. But in an emergency, sure.
Right. And another one that's on this list. You're a good husband if you read the newspaper out loud to her. Now.
I bet she'd like that.
Yes, I think so. These are the signs that you're not a great husband. These would be, you're not doing your job as a husband.
Well, I imagine if you don't discipline her frequently is
well,
on there.
Well, here's 1939. Well, that would be the 1800s test.
No, it was still in the 50s. You were still supposed to spank your wife.
Some states that...
You had to spank your wife when she acted up.
Here are some of the signs that you're not a great husband. Flirting in front of her.
In front of her?
Yes.
Well, I can see that.
Comparing her to your mom or previous wives. You're not a good husband. Talking about how life was better before you got married.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying excuse me when you burp.
I'm king of the castle, Stan.
And criticizing her in public. That you don't criticize her in
public. What, the fact that she can't press a shirt?
Yep. Now, here are a few signs from 1939 that you're a good wife. You're a good wife.
You don't require as much discipline.
You always serve dinner on time. You play an instrument. I don't know, the skin flute. You play an instrument. Get dressed up for breakfast. You're a good housekeeper. You always put the kids to bed. You run any big purchases by your husband first. And you let him sleep in on weekends. Those are the being a good.
Now, wow!
What about?
I think my heart just melted.
Yeah. What about a bad wife? According to 1939, you're not a good wife if you don't like kids, being late for appointments, letting your cold
appointments what to get her hair done?
Yes. Letting your cold feet touch him under the covers.
Oh, how dare you.
Being a backseat driver. Getting jealous. And wearing red nail polish.
Oh, my God, what a whore.
From an actual 1939 test of whether you're a good husband or a good wife.
No, it's crazy. We're under the victim of a zombie attack. Because the Soviets started this in the 40s.
The hammer and sickle.
Yep. And, see, the Soviet Union didn't know they were going to dissolve, so they just kept their plans going. And then there was nobody in charge to go stop it.
Yeah.
And so now the Soviets have actually won the Cold War.
In the long run.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break.
See, you thought it was over back in 89.
It was just the start. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the...
What?
Go, you know the...
What?
You know the thing.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney... Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll have the audio grab bag here in just... What are you eating?
Veggie straws.
Oh, you know what? He left that bag for you and then you gave them to me. They're horrible.
Bad aftertaste.
And you know what? And
they're great.
They're veggie nothing. You know what they're made mostly of?
Salt.
That. Potatoes. Potatoes is the main ingredient.
You may as well eat potato chips.
Precisely.
Potato starch, potato flour.
Potato.
Everything but good tasting potato chips.
Yeah. Yep.
Expeller pressed canola oil.
Nah.
Safflower oil.
Yeah, a lot of oil and potatoes.
Spinach powder.
Spinach powder?
Tomato paste?
Powder. Yeah, it's all mixed into potatoes.
Now compare that with a bag of potato chips.
Yeah, or how about a sour cream and onion Dorito?
Beetroot?
Huh?
Beetroot?
They put that stuff in there in such microscopic quantities just so
it's
they can put it on the label.
It's all potato.
Yeah, it's way down on the list.
What about a Pringles sour cream and onion? A Pringles pizza flavor. That's all that.
What
That's
about
same thing
a
powdered
flaming hot Cheeto?
A Cheeto? You eat Cheetos?
I don't mind Cheetos.
We're also going to have Are You Smarter Than Haney today?
Excuse the paper plates. When you got kids, it's the only way to go.
And a story in the local beat. I don't want to tell you about it yet, Haney, but a great story in today's local beat that we have a distant connection to.
We have a distant connection to so many things.
Yeah, and this is actually a good thing. So we'll do that.
It's distant. Is it legitimate?
Yes. By the way, before we start the grab bag, a man that Haney and I broke bread with and got to spend some time with has passed away. Gail Sayers passed away today at the age of 77. Dementia for a lot of the last few years of his life was not living a good life.
But what a great guy.
But and a tremendous guy.
And a legendary athlete.
Yep. Had a chance to sit down and have a dinner with him, Don Shula, Earl Morrill, and then Jim Kelly popped by that day to say hi.
Mm-hmm.
But Gale Sayers, great guy, and one hell of a football player, passing away today at 77.
And what we found out that day is we were excited simply to have lunch with Coach. We kind of knew him by then. And what you realize is when you are in the presence of Don Shula, you're not just in his presence because he has an orbit. All of the biggest names in football
are his friends.
If they're anywhere nearby, they will come by and kiss the ring.
Yep.
That's what it felt like.
Remember, we were taking back, I hope you don't mind. Coach Shula has a few guests with him. Well,
yep.
That'll be fine. Who are we sitting down with?
Yeah, I know you guys had planned on having lunch with Coach and Earl, but we may have another guest for lunch, if you don't mind. Oh, well, we were told it would be just us.
Yeah.
Yes, I apologize for that. Mr. Gale Sayers will be dining with you.
What?
Well, that will be acceptable then.
Yeah, it was a great day. Let's do the...
And then I remember Jim Kelly popping his head in.
Oh, yeah, I just want to come in and say hi.
And my first thought was, you son of a bitch. You know how many Sundays you ruined for me? And then to watch the interaction between the two of them was really something.
Shula and Jim Kelly loved each other.
Yep.
Yeah, well, he knew talent. Coach knew talent.
Well, what did Bum Phillips say?
What? Matriculate? No, that was Hank Stram.
Bum Phillips said of Don Shula that he's such a good coach, he can take his team and beat yours, and he can take your team and beat his.
Yep. Great memories.
And thank you, Coach Shula, for giving us those memories. That was very, very gracious of him.
Pewter Mug bringing us the grab bag. US 41 North Naples. This is... I guess it's only available in Canada. But Kraft has thought with the fall season, we all love mac and cheese and we also love pumpkin spice.
No.
This is...
It isn't so.
It's not in the U.S.
Kraft introduces pumpkin spice mac and cheese. The original taste you love with added pumpkin spice. Try Kraft shrimp scampi with pumpkin spice linguine. Or Kraft vegetarian pumpkin spice lasagna. Instead of meat, a layer of spiced pumpkin. All coming soon with the new pumpkin spice mac and cheese. By the third forkful, you'll feel like you've had enough pumpkin spice. From Kraft.
It's really the truth though up in Canada. They are doing that.
Oh, pumpkin spice. is such an abomination. I don't know if you've noticed this, but on our meal service, there was recently just the most god-awful thing I've ever seen in print.
What?
Pumpkin spice vegetarian chili.
Oh, I saw it. And I skipped it.
I wanted to hit somebody.
It was like, no. And I think it was at the top of the list.
Yeah, and when you get ready to check your next week, there's pumpkin spice something.
Oh.
They won't let it go.
There's a YouTuber.
This is unbelievable.
There's a YouTuber known as Friendless. He wrote a song that asks you to give him all of your money so he can buy a Lamborghini.
Give me all your money so I can go and buy myself a Lamborghini. Give me all your money so I can go and buy myself a Lamborghini. Yes, I deserve it. Yeah, I deserve it. Yeah.
That's for real.
I'm sure Prince doesn't mind.
No. What'd you think of that, Junior? You were grooving to it?
That low-key slaps.
That low-key slaps.
Yeah, we gotta learn these things if we want to be hip.
Yeah.
It does sound like something you would do.
Yeah.
I guess...
Have the Moog in the background and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I gave you a big hit, was it yesterday?
How'd that go again?
Ow.
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 Oh, that's right.
Owie.
It's a hit.
And then Stan.
This new show coming up here. I think it's on ABC.
Can I speak to your manager?
America's Next Top Karen is back.
Can we be seated already? We've been waiting for 5 minutes.
Watch as these kooky Karens compete to be the best in America.
You guys can't be selling lemonade here. This is a residential neighborhood.
I need to take my boys to soccer practice.
You cannot force me to wear a mask. I will call the cops. I will call the cops.
Well, how much longer is it going to be?
2 minutes. What?
These Karens are large and in charge.
I ordered the white romaine hearts and this wedge salad. These leaves are green.
Hi, 911.
911.
There's a bunch of gangsters selling lemonade outside my house.
There's a lady here who's trying to make me wear a mask. I'm afraid for my life. I'm afraid for my life.
This Sunday on Bravo. All Karens, sorry. All the time.
Bravo.
I'm calling the police.
That's what you do when you order food, Junior.
Yeah. I go full Karen.
Uh-huh.
Watch this, Dan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We no longer offer meatloaf.
I need you to put the manager on the phone right now.
The manager has COVID.
Put him on the phone.
Okay, I'll call and wake him up.
Yeah.
He gets results.
Didn't you learn anything from the movie Shenanigans there, that restaurant? Shenanigans?
Yeah.
That's a perfect example of a Karen.
Because they're going to, if you send something back, they're going to do something.
I don't like that. Stop calling them Karens.
I know. Karen was a nice name.
We have a dear friend named Karen, and she doesn't deserve it.
No. Haney, I didn't know they were still in business. But shocking news today. Sizzler has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
Sizzler.
I didn't know they were still...
They were.
Sizzler introduces a new kind of dining with two completely different dining experiences in one restaurant. The Grill, with a variety of distinctive platters served at your table. And the Buffet Court, a whole experience on its own, where you create delicious combinations just the way you want them.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant within a restaurant, with all the value, quality, and freedom of choice Americans want. It's unique. It's bold. It's ahead of the competition. Sizzler for the 90s. Exactly what America wants.
Sizzler!
choice of America.
God, I want to go there now.
I know it's... I know.
Remember when we used to live in that world where commercials sounded like that?
Mm-hmm. You always had a nice, snappy little jingle.
Sizzler, the steak of America. And by the time that commercial ends, you're already in the car.
Yep.
You're just pumped.
You remember also, the Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Now, is there was Sizzler, Ponderosa, Western Sizzlin'.
Western Sizzlin'. I remember we up north when I was a kid, we had the Ponderosa Steakhouse.
And it seems like Golden Corral is the only one left.
Yeah, but it doesn't even fall into that because all the other ones featured steaks.
Meat.
And I didn't know this because my grandfather loved to go to the Ponderosa. Whenever we were there and it was going out to eat, he'd want to go to the Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was buffet steaks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this until I looked it up. It was Dan Blocker, Hoss from Bonanza, that started that franchise. And I had no idea.
So far ahead of his time with the branding.
Yeah. Oh, there's a Bonanza. What the...
We got a right to pick a little fight bonanza. Anyone F's with any one of us.
Any one of us starts a little fuss, knows they can count on me.
One for four.
We're not ones to saddle up and run bonanza. Any one of us starts, knows they can count on me. 1-4-4-4-4-1,
this we guarantee. We got a right to pick a little fight bonanza.
There it is.
Anybody F's with any one of us, they got to F with me.
Yep.
Did you see the guy that rode the horse down the freeway in Chicago?
Good for him.
Yeah, horse ended up all messed up and he got arrested.
Don't say that I don't talk about it. I
think
gamer,
it lost a hoof.
Gamer news.
You usually don't.
Huge.
And when I do, you get mad.
Huge in gamer news. Microsoft Xbox bought one of the most successful game-making companies.
That's old news, man.
ZeniMax Media.
Bethesda.
For $7.5 billion.
Yep.
Their division of Bethesda, they were the ones that used to do the shoot 'em up game that I like, Wolfenstein.
Yep. Well, that was actually, Wolfenstein went back to the original, which was id Software that then was bought out. And they do Doom. And
yeah, here you go.
Gamers love great games. ZeniMax has an amazing track record of building great games. The Xbox console is going on pre-order for the next generation. Just last week, we added Game Pass cloud streaming so people can play this Game Pass library across all of their phones. And then obviously Game Pass, which is the largest game content subscription out there. So getting to work with ZeniMax to bring their amazing collection of games to Game Pass is just an incredible opportunity for us.
Oh, I've got huge...
That was the head of Microsoft's Xbox division.
I got... Xbox is really kicking ass lately. They just released, and unfortunately on my tablet, the software is not compatible with it, but they just released a new app, Xbox Beta, where if you have an Android tab or phone,
yeah,
you can stream your Xbox onto an Android platform. So like you're playing on the big screen and then you need to like go to another room, but you don't want to give up your game.
Oh, that's tough. That's wow.
But it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, that's good.
And I guess that's the design with this Xbox Cloud, that they want it to be where you're not tied to any one screen.
In Toy Story 4, Keanu Reeves plays the character Duke Kaboom.
Is that like Duke Nukem?
No. He was an obvious homage or ripoff, any way you want to look at it, of Evel Knievel. but the people who control Evel Knievel's name and likeness don't see it as a compliment because they weren't able to cash in. K&K Promotions is suing Disney and Pixar for damages, saying they ripped off Evel's image without permission and made money off the movie because of it.
This is Evel Knievel and the Evel Knievel shock-absorbing stunt cycle. You can make him do wheelies, backstands,
yeah,
even mid-air somersaults. And for that big jump, here's Evel, up and over that four-foot ditch. Evel Knievel, sold separately or with the Evel Knievel stunt cycle from Ideal.
Damn right. And you know what? He, Evel himself, marketed a lot of things. Here's a rare commercial with Evel Knievel for the AMF bike tires. And they went all out for this commercial.
When I helped design my line of AMF Roadmaster wheels, I said make them red, white, and blue to bear my name, Evel Knievel. You can see they're built solid, flashy, and hip, and the bikes come with these safety flashy kits that bear my name, Evel Knievel. So if your kids are thrilled, I know just how they feel. These wheels are real exciting and bear my name, Evel Knievel.
Yeah!
Evel! See, that's the world we lived in, Junior. Yeah. Everything was great.
It was great. Fun.
Yeah, sounds really
whatever.
Great.
You know what? I'll bet you to this day, if we brought in a working Evel Knievel stunt cycle,
he'd be playing with
he'd lose his mind.
Darn right he would.
He doesn't know what he missed.
Better than working.
What do you know about working?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just stay here looking busy.
You better watch your mouth, son.
One last thing here. They do it, I guess, every decade. Rolling Stone has redone their top 500 albums of all time.
I don't trust them anymore.
Now, coming in at number three, the album Blue by Joni Mitchell. Number two was Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. And this album, going from the last survey, was number six, moved all the way up to number one, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
What? You know we
number one album of all time, according to Rolling Stone.
They're over. Rolling Stone is over.
Yeah, oh yeah, they've been over. Talk to me so you can see what's going on. Good song. What's going
on? Oh, a great song. But can you think of another song off that album?
No, I can't. But they said it was number one of the 500 greatest albums of all time.
I think when you're talking about greatest albums, you're talking about something that you listened to front and back and there wasn't a bad one on it.
I think in the top 10, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors was on there. Abbey Road by the Beatles was on there.
Frampton Comes Alive.
You know, that doesn't get the... Everybody had it, but it doesn't get the respect it deserves.
Back in Black.
Should be up in the top 10. I mean, you can look up the 500 yourself if you want. I can't remember where they all were.
I posted it on our Facebook.
Yeah. The whole list?
Yep. The whole Rolling Stone list.
Can you bring up the top 10?
Yeah.
For Haney? Go 10 to number 1. According to Rolling Stone, their latest reissue of the 500 greatest albums of all time.
You might as well move on to the next one. I have to scroll. It starts at 500. I have to go all the way down.
Like, what? Rule number one. Rule number... Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Beats working.
Yep, beats working. I've got a phenomenal, phenomenal local beat.
Did you
phenomenal.
Say we have some sort of connection?
There is a little bit of a connection.
All right.
We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain the vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. In about 30 minutes, the lovely Carly is going to join us in studio.
You know what? That's good. She's a calming influence.
She is, absolutely. She's going to join us as we play another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? One lucky Stan and Haney listener going to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. And if the listener defeats Haney, a prize selected especially for them. I am so excited about reading this story for today's local beat.
And you have made sure that I don't know a thing about it.
I don't think you do know a thing about it. If you lived in Fort Myers...
Is this the local beat?
Yes.
Is it starting now?
Yes. Yes. Yes, and if the music can join in at any time it likes. Thank you. If you lived in Fort Myers... Back in the day, you remember this place. From 1949 to 1993, if you went down to the arcade in downtown Fort Myers, you could enjoy a beautiful lunch at the Snack House.
Oh, yeah. Iconic place.
Iconic. It is where everybody in power
where the elite meet to eat.
Mayors, attorneys, prosecutors, and defense attorneys, they would go there and they would solve their problems right at the Snack House restaurant. And our connection with this was it was announced in 1993 that the Snack House was closing. We broadcast our show on the very last day that the Snack House was opened. The day that we broadcast there in 1993 was the day they finally closed the doors, and they still touted an all-male staff.
Great place.
Great place. They had a row of booths. They had the counter up there. It was an iconic place in downtown Fort Myers. So many things happened in those walls. Today in the...
You see, I'm looking at a picture of it, and I don't know why they closed, because that's still that's appealing to me.
It sure is. And we were there for the last day of operation. Today, headline in the Fort Myers News Press. And this is cool. And I salute the people doing this. The Snack House, an icon of Fort Myers, 1950s Americana, springs back to life at museum.
Oh,
no,
man.
No. You get the wrong idea about that. And I'll explain. This is cool.
All right.
The Snack House, an iconic downtown Fort Myers diner from 1949 through 1993, is springing back to life after more than a quarter century of dormancy. The new Snack House will have items from the original menu. New ownership, a new location, and the original refurbished Snack House sign. IMAG, formerly known as the Imaginarium, but now they call it IMAG, is a science and history museum at 2000 Cranford Street in Fort Myers. When it reopens under limited capacity on October 2nd, patrons will be able to order from a limited menu at the new Snack House. The plans were to open in March, but because of the COVID, it put those plans on hold. IMAG Executive Director Matt Johnson said, Johnson brainstormed with his staff ways to bring back its cafeteria. In recent years, vending machines were the only food options at the Imaginarium. Then he remembered the Snack House sign. Quote, we just never really had a place for it as far as to go and put it on exhibit, Johnson said. It's a big sign. It really came about when we were talking about bringing a new company to run our cafe here. With the new company coming in, we realized we had the Snack House brand right out there. What if we used that name? That would give us an opportunity to refurbish the sign and put it on display.
It's a brilliant idea.
Brilliant. When the Hotel Indigo opened back in the back of the Collier Arcade, the new owners were going to go and trash the sign. That was back in 2007 when it was offered to the Fort Myers History Museum, which later merged with IMAG. It broke off from city ownership and is now a nonprofit organization, and it's been so since 2017.
What's that noise, Junior?
The sign hung at 1520 Broadway Avenue in downtown for more than three decades. It was considered a landmark by the locals, said Joanne Miller, a local historian. People came from all over, and the bus station was right behind the Snack House. The Ichiban Japanese and Chinese restaurant inside the Collier Arcade used to be part of the Snack House, said Miller. In fact, the bathrooms in that restaurant are the original Snack House bathrooms. And you'll remember this name. The Snack House revolved around a gentleman by the name of Wynn Ellis. Its owner. He was from Cleveland, Tennessee. His son, who is now 79, Jerry Ellis, said he was elated to see his father's creation brought back. He really deserves it, Ellis said, who lives in Monterey, California, where he's the chairman of the Undersea Warfare Academic Group for the Naval Postgraduate School. Said of his dad, he was a very quiet, humble guy. Well known. People loved him. I'm proud of him. Jerry Ellis, a 1959 Fort Myers High School graduate, grew up in the Snack House, working his first jobs as a busboy, a cook, and eventually a waiter. He went on to command nuclear submarines and retire as an admiral with the U.S. Navy.
That's amazing.
Carbon Press, founded by Patrick Wilkie 3 years ago, restored the Snack House sign for IMAG. The restoration took about 2 months to get that sign back to restaurant quality. IMAG has been open to small groups so far, and Matt Johnson said he's looking forward to having more guests view the sign, even in a limited capacity because of the COVID. Johnson encouraged the public to check out theimag.org for updated hours and operations because of the pandemic. What he's essentially saying is they outsourced, they wanted to get a company to put a restaurant at the Imaginarium, the IMAG. The company's comes in, he had the sign. He still has the old menus with the items that we're at. And instead of having vending machines there, have a company, nonprofit, go and open up the Snack House Part 2. And I think it's so cool. And they're going to have, you know, a lot of the little things and little, you know, whatnots to take you back to those
yeah,
days.
Yeah, it would be awesome if they had the furnishings.
Oh, those are long gone. But yeah, we did the morning show. We were doing mornings then, the final day. And that was a great place.
You know, the way the Snack House was laid out was a very popular layout. And it was like fading as we were growing up. And it was an iconic part of American life.
That's
the lunch counter.
Yeah, that's how you would have it if you were up in a major city. It wasn't a wide way. They were long. So you had the booths along the window, and you had the counter on the other side. And they all wore the white the little paper hats,
mm-hmm.
all dressed in white. All that was the deal. All male staff.
But the lunch counter went away.
Yeah.
And it used to be everywhere.
Used to be fun. Used to love as a little kid going and sit up at the counter.
Mm-hmm.
It meant something.
And I remember, you know, some of them, like the Snack House, that was a standalone establishment. But you had lunch counters in all kinds of places.
And department
like
stores.
The Five and Dime,
yes.
Department stores.
There used to be a department store in Connecticut, opened up in like the early 1900s. It closed now, but it was G. Fox and Company. Like 10 stories, department stores, all different levels, women's clothing, sporting goods, men's clothing, and they had a lunch counter. And I remember as a 5-6-year-old with my grandmother, we're going to G. Fox to get you a new coat, and we'll have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate at the counter at G. Fox and Company.
I remember that, only it wasn't a counter. It was the weirdest thing, because my grandmother wanted me to accompany her. She was doing her shopping, and, you know, it's all this lady stuff. And, you know, I'm knee-high to a grasshopper, and she goes, "Are you hungry? Would you like to have lunch?" "Yeah, anything beats this." And we're in the middle of this department store, and I figured, you know, we'd be going down the elevator and out to find a restaurant. And I remember thinking she was pretty cool, because we went up on the elevator to a place I didn't know existed, and we just go through this door, and all of a sudden, there's this, like, to me, very fancy restaurant.
Sure.
And it's like, there's not even a sign here. And she's like, "They're only open at certain times."
Yeah, for us shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
When we congratulations, Snack House. Great to have you back.
I want to see the menu.
You're darn right. I want to look at that menu. So if anybody can get their hands on the Snack House menu for us, the new one, like to check that out. See some of the old favorites on there.
When do we get our exhibit? At the IMAG.
There should be one. Don't kid yourself. Carly will be in just a moment. Are you smarter than Haney? Next. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
Me.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday afternoon, about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines. Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails.
Churchill Downs running today?
They might be. How's your headphones? Are they all right, Carly?
Yeah, they're good.
Okay, good level. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. We were just talking about off the air. Very busy in your department here.
Very busy.
Yeah. They're actually moving stuff around because... Now, I guess Thursdays and Fridays, people can come by and pick up their prizes, but they've all been stored in Carly's office since March, and now they're moving it around so she can actually work at her desk.
You've got the most depressing office in the building, I think.
I know. It has no windows, no nothing. It's like a cave.
Mm.
Yeah, and boxes stacked around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't even, like, see me.
Yeah, it's like an office space where the guy just wants a stapler.
Yep,
it's that kind of office.
Yep. She joins us once a week for Are You Smarter Than Haney?
You know, I want to ask something first with Carly.
Sure.
You have beautiful hair. You have beautiful nails.
Thank you.
Do you ever tap your nails? Because we learned something this week.
Tap them?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
No, I think out of a habit, I do this a lot because they're acrylic.
Yeah.
But I don't know about tapping. I do like...
Tap them a little bit. You know what we learned this week?
What?
You ever heard the song 9 to 5?
Working 9 to
yes.
5, what a...
And at the beginning, it sounds like a typewriter's going on?
Mm-hmm.
That's Dolly Parton's nails.
Just on the table.
There's no typewriter. She's just
clickety,
tapping
clackety,
her nails.
Clickety.
I can see that. I do like typing on the keyboard with them.
Yeah. It sounds like it would be satisfying.
That's great.
It is.
Especially that thing when you slide them together. That's got to feel really good.
Can we play can we play the game?
Oh, I see you've got your glasses on,
yes,
Dad.
These cards, the new cards I got, are so small.
Are they new?
Well, they're not new. They're recycled. But the print on them is so small, I can't see them.
So is this the arts and literature batch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six.
I like that. I like getting geography back, but I hate arts and literature.
Six categories. Random Stan and Haney listener, your job is to get all six before Haney does. Carly is your lifeline. Lifeline for both Haney and the player. If there's a category you don't want to answer, you just say, I'd like to use Carly as my lifeline. She'll answer the question for you. Got to be done before I ask the question. If you defeat Haney, your choice, $50 to Foxborough Tavern down in Naples, all things New England, seafood, burgers, pizza, full bar and more, or $50 to John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio, where you can put it towards some earrings, necklaces, rings, and more right there in Cape Coral. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. You can try it. Stan's got prizes yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions.
Nothing trick.
What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes yours for free.
Matching wits with Mark Haney.
You're a contestant. Stan's the host.
Hi.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
2779600. Random Stan and Haney listener does not necessarily mean the first person that I pick up and talk to. Got to be willing to play the game. We got to be able to hear you properly. If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Ooh, that's loud. Incorrect. Taking too long. And you lose. 2779600, Carly.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. This is where we're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener. Go head-to-head with Mark Haney. You can choose Foxborough Tavern, or you can choose John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Eli.
Eli, you've already played.
No, I've never played this.
Are you sure?
I promise I've never played smarter than
this. He's won stuff, but he hasn't played smarter than me.
All right, this would be a, you want to play? Then,
I'd
Eli?
Love to.
All right, Eli. Say hi. Say hi to Carly.
Or don't. That's fine.
Gonna, all right, let's move on.
You gonna say hi to Carly or not?
Hi, Carly.
Hey.
Can you hear us all right, Eli? Because there was a long pause there, and if you have a bad phone connection, we can't play.
Oh, we should be fine.
All right. But you didn't hear me say to you to say hi to Carly.
I did, and I said, hi, yes.
Evidently, there was a phone malfunction.
Okay, well.
Yeah. We're gonna try to continue.
Yes. And now you got on Stan's bad side.
Yep, now I've got an attitude. The categories, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category.
Geography.
Geography for Mark Haney.
Jeez.
Allow me to put my spectacles on. Never thought I'd see the day.
Oh, man. You don't know how that looks on you, either.
I can't help it. I got to be able to see it.
But you got no mirror. You got...
What do I look like?
Oh, God.
The bad, huh? What, pretty bad, huh? All right.
Stan?
Yeah?
One word, what? And then I'll say nothing else.
What?
Yikes.
Haney, what was the first U.S. state to put Bigfoot on its protected list?
Washington.
That is incorrect. Eli, you can steal it. First state to put Bigfoot on their protected list.
Tennessee.
Incorrect.
Oregon.
Nope. Anybody? Junior?
Oklahoma?
No.
California.
No. California. It's California. Eli, select a category.
Geography.
Geography for Eli.
I can't believe I'm finally playing this.
Okay, well, let's see how you do. You haven't even started yet. You haven't answered one question. Here we go. Eli, climbing Mount Everest is like climbing the Empire State Building how many times? I've got multiple choice. Climbing Mount Everest is like climbing the Empire State Building how many times? 13, 23, or 53?
I'm going to say 23.
You're absolutely correct. 23 times. On the board, Eli. Haney?
Geography. Oh.
Geography.
Who's ahead right now?
You are.
That's what I thought.
Getting a little sassy. Let's see. All right, Haney, in geography. Which of these was not built for a World's Fair? Was not built for a World's Fair. The Eiffel Tower, the Space Needle, the Empire State Building. Not built for a World's Fair.
The Empire State Building.
You are correct. It is the Empire State Building. Both of you have geography. That closes the category out. Eli, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. You have Carly as a lifeline if you need her.
I'll go sports and leisure, please.
Sports and leisure. This is just a simple true or false question, Eli. If you get it wrong, Haney can steal in sports and leisure with a new question. Horses entering Olympic equestrian events must be the same nationality as their riders. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Sorry, it's true.
Can I steal?
Haney, you're going to get your own sports and leisure question and gain control. I can't believe this. Haney, in sports and leisure, the Master Chief is the hero of what video game series? I'm sorry.
Halo.
Halo is correct in a steal. And Eli, who's winning now? Haney, you have control.
Haney for the time being.
Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Science. History.
History for Mark Haney. This is in the history category. Haney, the makers of what candy patented an anti-melting process in 1941? the makers of what candy patented an anti-melting process in 1941?
Tootsie Rolls.
That is incorrect. Eli, you can steal.
M&M's.
Yep, M&M's. Melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
I knew that one.
You did? You knew that? Eli, you have control. It's a tie game right now. You have control. Entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Carly's your lifeline.
Ladies' choice.
What would you like?
Science and nature.
Science and nature.
Science. You got this, Carly.
All right, Carly. And it's multiple choice. Haney does not have the category. And being that it's multiple choice, his choices will be taken down to two if you miss this. This is for Eli in science and nature, Carly. Which of these would hold a just-born kangaroo perfectly? A teaspoon, a teacup, or a teapot? Would hold a newborn baby kangaroo just perfectly? A teaspoon, a teacup, or a teapot? Baby kangaroo.
Teaspoon.
You are absolutely correct.
Of course.
Yeah.
Teaspoon. Yes. The smallest of them all. Haney. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Science. History.
History for Mark Haney. Listen carefully. Haney. What was the first Windows edition named for a year instead of a version number?
95.
You are correct. Windows 95. History closed out. Eli, entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Eli. Eli, what basketball player retired from the NBA in 1991 after testing positive for HIV?
Irving Magic Johnson.
That is incorrect.
What do you mean?
What is his first name?
Irving.
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 Magic.
What Irving.
He said Irving.
I'll still give it to him. But you're right, Haney. I thought it's not. It's Irving Magic Johnson.
It's Irvin.
Irvin.
E-R-V-I-N.
This just says Magic Johnson will accept the answer.
I would have just said Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Well, there would have been no controversy, but instead he identified the wrong person because there is a man somewhere calling himself Irving Magic Johnson. Now, he's probably in jail.
Right.
He exists.
And might be HIV negative. Don't worry.
Haney's getting a little scared, I think.
Look. I've played this game thousands of times with Mark Haney. He doesn't get scared.
I've heard this game played.
Yeah, and you know what? The odds are against you.
Oh, I know that. That's why I'm being cocky while I can.
Yeah, Haney. Entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature. You have a lifeline.
Entertainment.
Entertainment for Mark Haney. Haney, in entertainment, what TV show was set in the neighborhood of make-believe?
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
You are correct in entertainment.
Hi.
Eli, entertainment, arts and literature.
Entertainment.
Let's see. All right.
Come on, give me a softball.
Back down, Eli. I'm taking them as they come.
Shut the
f- Eli, what term did internet users borrow from phishing to indicate a person who goes angling for trouble?
Angling for what?
Trouble.
Trouble.
Need an answer. I'd be glad to repeat it for you, Eli.
That ain't going to help.
What term did internet users borrow from phishing to indicate a person who goes angling for trouble?
Catfishing?
Incorrect. Haney, you already have the
category.
Oh, no. Anybody?
Trolling.
Trolling.
Nah.
Trolling. Yep. Haney, we got a close game here. Haney, arts and literature, science and nature. Science and nature. Jeez.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature.
That's my kryptonite.
I know.
Would you like a pixie stick?
I know, I'm laughing that you're eating them.
Yeah, would you have one?
I opened it, so be careful.
Haney, what's your problem with arts and literature?
I hate it.
What do you call it? Your what?
What?
You called it something. It's your what?
I don't know.
Kryptonite.
Oh, is that what he said? Haney, in arts and literature, who made his debut in Action Comics number one?
Superman.
You are correct. Superman. yes, sir. And arts and literature is down. Haney is at match point.
You're laughing because I'm eating pixie sticks?
Yeah, well, I wanted one, so I'm glad I got one.
There you go.
Well, why didn't you ask me for one? I didn't think you would eat it.
You know what flavor that? You know what flavor that one is?
Blue.
Yep, blue flavor.
I got orange.
Yep, that's a blue flavor. Eli, Haney's at match point, but you have control. Entertainment, arts, and literature.
And he has both of these?
Oh, he has, yeah, he has, yeah, he has both of them. The only thing he has open is science and nature.
So he can't steal. Dealer's choice.
All right, I'm going to give you, let's see. No, you know what? I can't do that. I'm the host of the show. You can have Carly tell you what category you should take, but not me. Entertainment or arts and literature for him.
Entertainment.
Entertainment. Let's see. All right. Here you go in entertainment, Eli. What 2009 sci-fi film takes place on a moon called Pandora? What 2009 sci-fi film takes place on a moon called Pandora?
I'm going to guess Avatar.
You are correct. It is Avatar. You now are at match point. However, Haney will have first crack at match point. If he gets it incorrect, you will have control, and then you could close out the game.
Finish him.
Well, he went first. So.
Yeah, but you also missed questions. Okay, and it goes back and forth. It doesn't matter who starts first, because it would if it was tit for tat right down the line.
Shame!
But you didn't.
Shame!
And I got to do this every week.
Yeah. All right, Haney.
I'm on vacation.
Haney, in science and nature.
Stan.
Yes.
Believe I have a lifeline.
You do have a lifeline.
And she just had a pixie stick?
I did.
And you can have your pick of the next flavor.
Oh, I'm going to do purple.
There you go.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to think about this, and I don't want you to overanalyze it.
So that means I will.
What chemical compound makes up about 60% of human body weight? What chemical compound makes up about 60% of human body weight?
Water.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You are absolutely correct. It is water. Haney wins. Haney wins, Eli.
Softball.
I will tell you, you played a good game.
You gave him softballs.
How did I give him softballs?
With the kryptonite, Superman.
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't know what came in Marvel Comics or whatever comic number one. I would have no idea what that is.
What question did you get, Eli, that you think is unfair?
Huh?
Oh, I can't say of any question that I think is unfair, but you got some softballs there.
And you didn't.
And then 60% of human body weight.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, I got your kangaroo question right.
Yeah.
That was pretty difficult.
That was science and nature. Carly answered both of them.
You know what? You could still get a prize even though you lost, but I'm ready to pull it.
Based on his attitude, I'm not going to allow him to close it out the regular way, and I'm going to stop the music. The only way he gets a prize is if he cries and says, "I hate you, Claire's."
Yeah, that's the only way. Go.
I guess I don't get a prize.
All right, fair enough. See you later. He couldn't, you know, and I knew that with him. Oh, he's a prideful man. You might have to have a talk with him. He couldn't even say, "I hate you, Claire's."
I hate you, Claire's.
When you were a little girl, did you go to Claire's?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get your ears pierced?
No, I got them pierced at Piercing Pagoda.
Ah, the pagoda.
I just got my 8th-grade earring done, and the lady pierced my ear on my mask. What did she say?
The lady at the Claire's pierced her ears with her mask, so the mask got pierced with her ear.
Oh my God.
I hate you, Claire's.
I hate you, Claire's.
So which did you like better, blue or purple?
I would say, you're pretty up there. I would say blue.
Okay. What's your favorite, Junior?
Gotta go blue.
I thought it was red.
No, blue, dude.
You like the purple, too.
Yeah.
I like blue and purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No matter what form it comes in.
Yeah.
Red's probably third.
Yeah. even a tube of straight sugar.
Exactly.
Yeah. Carly, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a break.
You know, I feel bad now because I was eating my Pixie Sticks, and she was watching me the whole time wanting one.
And she wanted one.
And I didn't realize it until a couple of minutes in.
Now she's got a whole empty bunch of them over there. We're going to take
a break. She got blue and purple.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We'll check traffic here for you in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, got some good emails today. And on the Absolute Law text line, the audience has spoken. Their opinion of sore loser Eli. One text on the Absolute Law text line says, "That guy was a millennial crybaby." Another one says, "If that dude listened to the game as much as he says, everyone knows Haney always wins." He hasn't called back, has he, saying he wants his prize, or is he holding tough and not taking his prize?
He's holding tough. He's being pretty prideful right now.
Yeah, well, he could have won a nice prize selected especially for him. Let's get you updated on traffic. Y'all right, by the way? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. But I did confirm.
Yeah?
Junior's a big loser.
It wasn't...
That was not our buddy Eli. He would never act like that.
Oh, it wasn't?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
All right. But
Eli texted me back and he said, "Yeah, I flipped on the radio about halfway through that and thought I was living in a parallel universe." Yeah.
Well, don't worry. The audience has spoken. They don't like the Eli that played the game.
But I don't want it destroying my friend's good name.
No. Because everybody, at least I did, Junior thought, Haney did for about half the way through, that it was Eli, who always calls the show and stuff. That's why I said at the beginning, you've won a prize recently. Don't give somebody else a chance. Well, I've never played this game. Well, this Eli walked away with nothing.
And I don't get that.
Neither do I. Big baby. Big cry baby. Baby want a bottle. Baby want a dirt bottle.
Maybe you're just having a bad day.
Maybe. He was pretty sarcastic, too. Pretty sassy. Bragging that he was up 1-0. Let's see. One thing on the board. We got a disabled vehicle in Estero, South Tamiami Trail and County Road. And you are up to date.
Yep. Reminded me of when Tony Sperano used the fist pump after a field goal.
Yep. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's going to tell you right now. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
You know, there's a lot of talk, a lot of debate around COVID and the quarantines. How has it affected general life?
Not well. Look what it did to Junior.
It is evidently really not good for relationships.
It is not. And I can completely understand it.
Well, you're lucky you have the perfect woman, or you'd be done for already.
I know I would.
How lazy
is Junior? Well,
how lazy is the average American?
Pretty lazy.
How many people would rather move than clean something at their house?
It's higher than you think. My prediction, higher than you think.
Pumpkin spice continues to take over the world.
God, it's so wrong.
A man showing off his, proudly showing off his gun at the grocery store, shoots himself in the junk.
Of course.
And finally, this is 2020, so nobody notices, nobody cares, but someone in a full-bodied chipmunk costume robbed the pharmacy at gunpoint.
Wow.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, God, I said laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Stan, as you well know, being able to communicate is essential in a successful marriage.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
But not all communication is good communication.
That is also true. You should bite your lip. A lot of times what's going around in your head shouldn't come out of your mouth.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you should never say to your wife.
Top things you should never say to your wife. Or a tone like that, too. Your wife.
You know, I wish you would act more like the women in A Handmaid's Tale.
Don't play that. She's divorced.
Hey, darling. You realize that beer ain't gonna fetch itself. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Here's a Home Depot gift card. Whoa, whoa. Who let you out the kitchen?
after that.
No. Doesn't make you look fat. It makes you look colorblind and completely out of your mind.
Ha 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 ha. I'm dying. This is gold. Pure gold.
You know, I reckon the fact you have a higher degree than me but earn less money must be a real bitch.
Bunch of bitches.
Baby, you realize The Bachelor is about as real as the WWE, right? As far as I'm concerned, it ain't cheating if it's with your sister.
That's right.
Don't call women crazy.
Shut up. Oh, you shut your mouth, you crusty old bitch.
You're an old fart.
And finally, the very top thing you should never say to your wife.
Yes.
Huh. Where did all this extra money in my bank account come from?
Oh, he is a monster. Oh, jeez.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Here are today's emails. This is from Leo. Hey, guys. I've been listening to your show for 4 years now. I'm a sophomore at Riverdale High School right now and already know what I want to do with my life. After I take my ASVAB junior year, I'm going to go to boot camp that summer. After that, I will be in the military senior year. I've just taken a junior ROTC for 2 years now and will do so until senior year. If I do so, I will be an officer in the military. I will go to college while in the military to become an archaeologist because that field of study interests me. I want to be a mechanic in the Air Force like my dad. I love your show. Signed, Leo.
Leo, that is outstanding. I think it's great that you're going to serve your country, but for people in their teens, the greatest thing you can do for yourself, if you have an idea of what you want to do in life, get started on it now.
He is. He's doing it right.
And that's a great example. I hope that inspires somebody else.
This is from our super fan Scott, who really, we're playing with fire with this, but I would be interested to see, but not at the expense of our Facebook page. Hey guys, for purely experimental purposes, can you post to your Facebook page the video from the other day when Vice President Biden said that there had been 200 million COVID-related deaths in America up to this point? My interest lies on whether or not his actual spoken words are sufficient enough for Facebook to post a fake news block.
Nope.
I don't know what the rules for Facebook are, if it's three strikes and you're out or whatever, but I kind of think it's worth a try. Love you guys, Junior as well. Signed, Scott. Post that, because that's fake news.
Well, we post that, and then immediately after that, post George Soros ? And we'll be thrown off Facebook completely. Because you're not allowed to bring up his name.
And there's the three strikes.
Yep.
This is from Mark. Regarding yesterday's Name That Movie, the movie Dentists. Stan, that is anti-denture. I couldn't agree more. this, and you got to see it with your own eyes. I love our listeners so much. You guys are so observant. And I got to read this, and then I'll show Haney the actual invoice. Because he sent it along. This is from Kevin. Ahoy, guys. I work for a garage door company. Did an install at this fellow's house. He's got the picture here. A couple of months ago. Did an install at this fellow's house a couple of months ago. He actually wore a pink robe the whole time I was there and was taking pictures of one of my fellow installers' butts.
Oh.
We had a good laugh, and he was a very nice guy. Is this the person that calls into your show? Love your show, but I have to ask. His first name? Joffrey. Here's the billing receipt. Pink robe, taking pictures of the guy's ass, and the bill is to Joffrey. I love you guys. You're so observant. Spelled with a G.
Yep.
I think it is.
Our poor listeners were triggered.
Yup. Ladies and gentlemen, Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, seeing as how I don't watch much network television, I'm always looking for things to watch that offer certain things like history, the truth, and such things. Well, I have found two shows that fit the bill. One is called...
Ancient Aliens.
No, but you're close. What on Earth...
Oh, that's a good show.
Which is on the Science Channel. In
yeah, that's
show,
misinterpreted satellite images.
Yes, that's what he says. In this show, it deals with things that are here on Earth that you can only see from a satellite. Then they investigate what it is, and is it something they can explain? Very interesting. The other show I watch is called America, Fact or Fiction. They will take stories from history. They then present what is fact or fiction. But what I like most is they tell you the truth. And it's amazing how many historical stories are not what we think we know. Check out both of these shows. They're very good. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're going to take a break here. I think all of us, and I'm looking around this room, looking at the textures, the email, looking around, we could all use a little breather, little take five.
You're not kidding.
You know, a little step back. We'll come back and we'll do this all again. But we're just going to take a little breather, catch our breath, have a cool drink of water, hot box of smoke.
What have you.
What have you.
Cool drink of what have you.
Yeah. Yeah. I got mine right there. It's a fortified wine. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, that's a real trick to put that in a water bottle so nobody notices that you're drinking out of a water bottle, yeah. But it's purple.
Yeah, I can't help it.
What flavor is that?
That's a purple.
Oh, Junior would like that.
96K Rock.
96K Rock. Sizzling, hissling, after sizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. And then just by simply going to our website, I can tell you how you can get some great half-price deals. Let's check traffic first. A couple of things on the board. We will start North Fort Myers. Got a hit and run. Hancock Bridge Parkway and North Cleveland Avenue. And this one showing up in Lehigh Acres. We've got traffic control. Sunshine Boulevard South and 5th Street Southwest. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes or so. Told you about this, and a lot of people love it. It's a way to save money on great stuff. Go to 96krock.com and save at Southwest Florida's best restaurants, businesses, attractions. It's K-Rock's half-price deals. All you got to do is go to 96krock.com, purchase the deal at half the face value, and then enjoy. You can also go to the K-Rock mobile app. That'll do the same thing there and check out 96krock's half-price deals. You'll be glad you did. Always happy to take your phone call on the show. It's always been that way. Ahoy.
Stan?
Yes. Yes, sir. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is Hal.
Hi, Hal.
And first of all, I just wanted to tell you, great show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Been a long-time listener.
I've been listening for about a year now, and I had to have some surgery done. Mm-hmm. And while I was in the hospital, you know, there wasn't a lot to do. Yeah. And that's when I started listening to your show.
What kind of surgery did you have?
Well, I'd rather not really
was it,
say.
Well, was it major, cosmetic? I mean, you know, did you have a neck tuck or something? I don't know.
Well, it was very painful. I can tell you that. I had to have my left testicle removed.
Oh, my goodness. Al, that is, whoa. What, did it blow up like the size of a grapefruit?
No, there was really nothing wrong with it.
There was nothing wrong with it. Why did you have it removed?
That's embarrassing to say.
Okay. If you don't want to talk about it, Al, that's fine. Live down here long and just discover us in the hospital, or did you just recently move down here about a year ago?
Well, what happened is I lost a bar bet.
Okay, so you're going to tell me how you lost your testicle.
Well, now that we brought it up, I guess we may as well.
Well, I thought you didn't want to talk about it. All right, you lost a bar bet.
Well, I was overserved.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to a so-called friend of mine. And we were talking about the elections and whatnot, and I said, mm-hmm. if Nancy Pelosi becomes speaker again, I'll have my left nut removed, and he helped me to it.
And this was about a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to buy him off or, you know, have something else removed, but he stuck to it. So
You said literally? That I'll have my left nut removed. People will say that and, you know, be, you know, flipping about it, not really mean it, you know. But had your left nut removed.
Well, let me tell you something. Hal Boddicker doesn't welch on his bets.
All right. But, so we know what's happening.
I just want to tell you, you're doing a great job.
Thank
but
you,
I
Al.
Feel like
thank
you gave that Eli fella a little bit of a raw deal.
What, during Are You Smarter Than Haney, I gave him a bit of a raw deal?
The guy sat there with you for about a half an hour and didn't even get a prize for it.
He didn't want the prize. You know how the game is done. You win straight up, you get a prize. You lose, you got to say, Haney, you're smarter than me. Or in this case, we just wanted him to say, I hate you, Claire's. And he didn't want to. He didn't want to do it.
Well, I heard him say that, you know, you were throwing Haney the softball question, and that you were asking Eli very difficult questions. And
No, I don't think I was. And he had multiple choice questions. I take the questions as they come in order. I don't know what the question is ahead of time. Why am I arguing with you about this, Hal? You lost a left nut a year ago on a Pelosi bet, and you're telling me I gave Eli a raw deal on Are You Smarter Than Haney? What's that got to do with anything?
Really, the reason... The only reason I called is to tell you that I love your show.
Thank you, but you're criticizing it.
And you guys are doing a great job. But,
thank you.
I just want to say something that I think a lot of the listeners are probably thinking.
Really? See, you've listened a year. You were nothing to do in the hospital after the testicle removal. And now the listeners are thinking, go ahead. You know what? I'm glad you called, Hal. Go ahead.
Well, you guys do a good job for the most part.
For the most part.
But quite frankly...
Jeez.
You don't talk about politics enough for me.
Then tune in on every cable show. Tune into the news talk station. They talk about it all day long. We like to talk about other things. Talking politics is not one of my favorite topics to talk about.
Look, I know you like to do your skits and your jokes and whatnot, and that's fine, but that should really be a small part of it.
And politics being the big part of it. What do you think? I should be maybe like a left-leaning talk show? Talk about how, you know, Joe Biden is for the people and that every poll around shows him being ahead of the president, and we're going to get a good leader once we get Joe Biden in. You know, I feel refreshed saying that. We need Joe Biden. Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
Hell no. Joe Biden's got rocks in his head.
Oh, so you want me to be a far right talk show where you can tune in everywhere and they got that and everybody's got an opinion and you piss off half the audience. What you want, Hal Boddicker. One nut Hal Boddicker.
You know, last time I checked, the Federal Communications Commission licenses radio stations to keep the public informed.
Don't tell me I keep the public informed if there's storms and traffic, news in the local area. We keep people informed and try to entertain them.
Well, if I got my information from you, I wouldn't even know to tune in tonight to watch Louisville burn. You haven't said a word about it.
I'm not going to say a word about it. It's ridiculous. They got a 9 p.m. I know about it. They got a 9 p.m. curfew. There's already rioting out in the streets. Police are out there in force. But I don't want to go and talk about it. People live that every single day. They have to see it in the news, and they have to see it on the talk shows, and they have to see it everywhere they go. This is an oasis. This is a place where we don't have to deal with it. If you want to go and get all that stuff, go somewhere else.
Stan, I told you, I love your show.
Yeah, but if you don't, you've been doing nothing but passively, aggressively attacking it.
Well, if you want to improve, you're going to talk about politics.
Yes.
That's what people care about.
Okay, so hold on. Hal Boddicker, because he's been listening for a year when he was in the hospital after he gave his left nut up. Hal, you want us... Okay, here's Hal's choices. One, more politics. What else, Hal? Why we got you on? May as well get it all off your chest since you love the show so much.
Well, yeah, I love to hear what you think about the politics.
Nobody cares what we think.
I like to know who I'm talking to.
You know the old butthole? Everybody's got one.
I don't know what that means.
Of course you don't. You a married man?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what did your wife think about you losing a testicle? Well, not losing a test, having one removed on a bet, a bar bet, because you were overserved. What's your wife? What's her name? Helen?
How would she know? How did you know that?
That's her name?
And how the hell would she know?
What do you mean? She's your wife. Wouldn't she know that you're in the hospital and you're getting a testicle removed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I told her I had cancer.
You told her you had cancer? Versus losing a bar bet.
Yeah, the sympathy I got was wonderful.
And she believed you?
Why wouldn't she?
Is that what happened 25 years ago in your marriage when she came down with the clap and you blamed her for it?
25 years ago. Anyway, I can see you're going off on one of your skits now.
Oh, you know what? It is ridiculous.
Hey, and the other thing.
Hold on. Politics are opinions, and you got another thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't play enough rock music.
Don't play enough rock music. How many would you like us to play?
Oh, I don't know. You know, depending on the length of the song.
Well, let's say the average one's longer than others. Let's say an average of 5 minutes a song. We play about eight a day.
I'd say you got to go at least for an hour. Let the music do the talking if you want people to listen.
Well, then when in that time would we be able to talk politics and our opinions and be able to talk to somebody like you if we're playing all this music?
Well, because then people love the rock music.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite band, Hal?
And that way, when they come on, you know, the disc jockeys.
Yeah, that's me, a disc jockey.
Then people are more inclined to pay attention because they're only on for a short amount of time, and that's when you hit them.
With politics.
Yeah.
And our opinions.
Because they can't get enough of it.
So they can't get enough rock music, and they can't get enough of politics and our opinions on that. Far right, by the way.
And especially racial issues. They love that. want more of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
They want more political, racial issues, our opinions,
absolutely,
and more rock.
Yep.
And what's your favorite rock band? If you love the show so much and we don't play enough rock for you, what would you like to hear more of?
Oh, anything Corey Taylor and Slipknot. I just love Slipknot.
Slipknot.
I can't get enough Slipknot.
Slipknot.
Corey Taylor in particular, it's like you're getting two for the price of one.
Okay.
Because he'll do an acoustic show by himself. See?
Okay. And we're supposed to get this all in.
And you can never go wrong with Eagles of Death Metal.
You're a death metal fan?
Oh, come on. Get with it, sonny boy. They're not a death metal band. They're the Eagles of Death Metal.
Yeah.
You remember, they were over there in France when the towel head shot up the place.
All right. Why are you...
Camel jockeys.
Look.
That had me madder than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
You're a one-testicled man right now because of the way you choose to live. You live life recklessly, don't you, Hal? You live life right off your lips. You talk.
Boy.
Get yourself in trouble every time.
Now you're being a wackadoodle.
A what?
Why don't you talk about what's wrong with this damn country?
All right, what's wrong with the country? People like you. You don't know what you want.
Well, I'll tell you this, I don't want to be in a communist nation.
That's right. You fought against that, didn't you?
We all fought against it.
All right. Hal Boddicker wants politics, our opinion more, also wants to discuss more racial issues, play more music.
Oh, yeah, that's a big winner.
Yep, play more music, specifically Corey Taylor and Slipknot.
As a matter of fact, you could play nothing but Corey Taylor and Slipknot, and I'd be happy as a pig.
Hey, I'm about done with you. You know what? I don't know if this show's for you.
And you know what else you can do?
What's that?
Here's a little trick, okay? I learned this from Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer.
Yeah, a couple of legends.
When you go to turn on that microphone, take a second and force yourself to smile.
Shut up.
Earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis. Some call it global warming. Some call it climate change.
But there's one thing I think we can all agree on. Our Mother Earth has been hitting us pretty hard lately.
These days, let's face it, Mother Nature has gone batshit crazy and she's trying to kill us.
For too long, we've been trying to save the environment.
Save the whales.
Save the polar bears. And where has it gotten us?
I don't know if you checked the scoreboard lately, but the environment's been kicking the shit out of us.
Haven't we had enough?
Haven't we had enough?
Haven't we had enough of the environment? We Native Americans have always believed that nature is something to be conquered, strangled. The dead wolf cannot bite you in the ass.
97% of American scientists agree. Climate change is real.
I'll buy toothpaste if 3 out of 4 dentists agree.
So yes, it's real. And yes,
we're causing it. And you know what? Good.
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 Good!
Where I come from, if someone tries to kill you,
you get to kill them back first. It's just self-defense.
But it's good common sense.
Here's a question. If Al Gore is so smart, how come he didn't get to be president?
Did you know that you can make oil out of whales?
Whales are made up of a lot of oil.
We need that oil.
What are we saving it for?
See, the polar bears?
The polar bears. Them things will take your goddamn arm off.
Ask the adorable baby seals what they think of polar bears.
I saw Lost. Yeah, it'll be safest for everyone if they just live in their cages.
The elders have a saying. The salmon and the lizard arrive home in 3 days. What the f*** does that mean?
I don't know about you, but I'm tired of spending my entire night digging through my trash by the light of a fluorescent bulb for bits of plastic with that little recycling triangle on it.
All for the environment.
That triangle is for squares.
And how does the environment pay me back?
By sending a f***ing tornado to throw my house into a wildfire.
Which was swallowed by an earthquake.
And I am hit with a tsunami.
But I'm not exaggerating a fear-monger. All of that literally happened.
I don't have a place to live!
Our cars have climate control. Our homes, our casinos. But our world doesn't. That's not right.
It's time we find out how fast a Bugatti Veyron goes from 0 to 100 on whale diesel.
Load faster than a solar one.
It's time to stand up to the environment!
It's time to show Mother Nature who's really in charge.
If Mother Nature's gonna be such a bitch, I say we pave her ass.
This world ain't big enough for both of us and her.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time
to help stop the environment.
Before it stops us.
We can save the environment, or we can save ourselves. Pick a side, asshole.
This is the perfect family scene. When Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Yep, and we're great companions on a trip. That's what I've been told. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Junior wanted me to mention this, and I'm all in favor of mentioning it. I guess what? In the last 30 days, our Facebook page has had a 67% jump in people following it and liking it, right? Am I right on those numbers?
That is correct.
It sounds made up to me.
Yeah, well, they got the analytics that take a look at it. 67% jump. Now, those of you that are within the sound of our voice, I've tried to explain this past couple of weeks. K-Rock has a network of podcasts, websites, all of these things that you can go to, and they try to drag Haney and I in on it. But there is the original, the official, and they don't get their paws on it, Stan and Haney Facebook page. Before this company ever said, oh, we got to do digital this and digital that, we had our Facebook page. Like our Facebook page. Follow our Facebook page. It is a fine companion to the broadcast. Why? Because when Haney's doing his news or we're doing the grab bag or something and we talk about something that is absolutely ridiculous or there is a very disturbing mugshot.
Yeah, we're making reference to a visual.
You can go to our Facebook page and see what we're talking about. Now, how do you get to the official standalone Stan and Haney Facebook page? Go to our standalone official stanandhaney.com, and you'll see the link to our Facebook page. Click it. It'll bring you right up to our Facebook page. Like it, follow it, and then you're that much more informed to, as Haney said, a lot of the visual stuff that we do. Because if we talk about it and it's disturbing or provoking, we'll post it.
Yeah, how many times you've been listening to this show and Junior will pull up a picture and we'll go, oh, geez. Oh. And then, you know, followed by shame.
Yeah. And you're in your car and you're saying, oh, what is that? How bad could it be? When I get home, I'm getting on Facebook and seeing what the hell's going on. Or I'm in the office and I'm going to click on Facebook and see how bad it can be. And then you're right along with us. Like and follow the Stan and Haney Facebook page. Go to stanandhaney.com. Click on the Facebook icon. That's our page. That's the original. That's the one and only. Follow it. Like it. Thank you. And good Facebooking. Let's
see, you're a marketing genius.
Yeah, I've always been that way.
But you know who's smarter than you?
Who?
Mark Zuckerberg, who is the only one making money off
it. He's the only one. Let's get you updated on traffic.
We're working for him.
Yes, kinda. But in a way, it helps us a little bit, too. It helps us with our audience, our listeners. Each and every one of you. I'm talking to you and you and you.
Hal?
And you too, sweetheart. And Hal Boddicker, too. All right, let's get you updated. Do you want to send birthday wishes out today, too? You want to send? Somebody's birthday's today?
It's September 23rd. Now, to most of us, that means nothing. But for somebody out there, it's their birthday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you.
You thought we forgot.
But we remembered. Happy birthday. All right, let's start in Cape Coral traffic control. Skyline Boulevard and Veterans Parkway. And then in Fort Myers, we got a hit and run. South Airport Road and South Cleveland Avenue, and it says with injuries. So be aware of that. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes.
You know what? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it in a while. It's been a long time since you've hit the panic button. Is it still working?
Oh, it still works.
Okay.
You know, but I haven't. We have. I'm not going to say how lucky we've been this season. If I have to hit the panic button, you'll know that I'll hit the panic button.
So it still works.
It works just fine. Mark Haney and the news.
It's been years.
Years. Maybe during your newscast I'll hit it. Mark Haney and the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. Mm-hmm. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, September 23rd.
Happy birthday, Double M, Double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. I don't know if you saw the video or not. This is unofficial, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the Arctic explorers who were trying to climb an iceberg and
yes,
it flipped
I
on
did.
Them?
That's amazing.
Now, that was taking place between Norway and the North Pole in islands that are called Svalbard.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And I don't know if you know this or not. In those islands that are extreme climate, there's actually a little town with a bar called the Svalbard.
Right.
And guess what, pal?
What?
It's for sale.
Ah! You couldn't handle the cold weather.
I probably couldn't, but you know what I could handle?
What?
Half a year of it being nighttime all the time.
You could handle that. And then Haney would be there at that one little bar. He'd have a little bunk in the back.
Yep.
And it'd be dark, and you'd never see anything coming. And the only way that you'd get his attention is if you... There you go.
That's my alarm clock.
Yeah. And a lot of people had to pull over to the side of the road.
What the?
They were seeing sparklers in front of their eyes.
That's an attention getter.
Yeah. What the?
But yeah, that bar is for sale. And the owner says that it's probably the only bar where you can be sitting there having a drink because it gets cold there.
Yes.
And he said when it stays nighttime, polar bears will come by the windows.
Oh, sure.
Because they can smell the burgers cooking.
Yep.
That's their specialty, the Svarl burger. Yeah.
Polar bears like it. Let me tell you something what polar bears don't like. People. One swipe, you'd be like a sliced bologna.
Do they really not like people or do they not? I would think they wouldn't care. If we got in their way, sure.
They don't like people.
Would they go out of their way to hurt you?
If they had, like if a mama had cubs.
Another thing I ran across, again, unofficial.
Yeah.
You ever heard of a rock rabbit?
Rock rabbit?
Yeah.
No?
Look that up, Junior. I didn't know these things existed.
Yeah.
Now, they don't exist on our continent. But these things, they're little mammals, little tiny things.
Yeah, rock rabbit.
And at first you'd think, is that a rabbit? Is it rodentia? But they say this tiny little mammal.
What the?
You see that thing?
Shovel. That's what I see. Grab a shovel.
Now, look at that rock rabbit there. And what would you say its closest living relative is?
Badger.
No, this is going to shock you. And this is what we learned from genetics. Things are not what they appear.
Shovel.
The closest living relative to that thing is an elephant.
Oh, come on.
It shares the vast majority of all of its DNA with a friggin' elephant.
Yeah, still won't stop me from taking a rake to it.
It does have that rodentia look.
It does.
But it's not. It's not even related to rodents.
That's good. I want it away from me.
And they get real aggressive when they're mating.
Yep.
They go,
yep. They'll bite you.
They say it's the only mammal that sings as part of its mating process.
Hmm.
That's probably too much knowledge.
Yeah.
Hmm. This is interesting.
What?
Well, you know all about psychology.
Yeah, sure.
What about deaf people with schizophrenia? Do they hear voices in their head?
No, they do not hear voices. I read something about this. You might have even had it on the news, but I read something a while back. Deaf people do not hear voices.
Even with full-on schizo.
Yeah, I don't think they hear voices.
That is true. However, some say they see a pair of disembodied hands signing bad things.
That makes sense.
Quick question. What do we have more of in the United States? Public libraries or McDonald's?
Well, I bet you it's close. There are a lot of libraries if you count school libraries, public libraries, private libraries. I'll bet you there's is almost as many libraries. I'd say McDonald's beats it by just a hair, but there's a lot of libraries.
We have approximately 16,500 public libraries and 14,000 McDonald's.
See, close. Oh, but I said McDonald's wins. So we have more libraries than McDonald's.
Yeah. They beat it by 2,500. And I got to tell you, I'm in on it. I already saw the answer, but I would have thought McDonald's would win that.
Yeah. But there are a lot of libraries. Even in this area right now, there's libraries all over the place.
COVID. It has had a tremendous impact on society.
Yeah, look at me. Oh, he's taking a personal call. Sorry.
The folks at dating.com looked at some statistics. And if we continue down the road we're on, it's possible that twice as many couples have broken up this year compared to last year.
It does not surprise me.
67% of new users on the site say they went through a breakup in the past year. Last year, only 34% of new users were in that situation.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It is true. People laugh at that, but it's true. That's why that's a saying. And of the couples who broke up this year, the vast majority of them were cohabitating.
Mm-hmm.
Main reasons for breakups? Too many fights? And learning too much about the other person.
Oh, yeah. You'll learn everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the smaller the dwelling, the tougher it is.
Yep. But it still don't change the fact that Cardi B can't keep a man.
Yeah.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
If you've seen the recent spike in gold prices and are thinking of selling gold jewelry you don't wear any longer, listen how to receive a minimum of 85% of your gold's current value from our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District.
After years of providing the largest selection of diamonds at the most competitive prices in the world, we have also developed a reputation for paying the highest prices for your gold and diamond jewelry that you are selling.
There is no mystery in selling your jewelry when you deal with the Diamond District. Our buyers are skilled at evaluating the quality of your jewelry. They're transparent and we'll share with you exactly what you have. If you are selling diamonds, one of our GIA graduate gemologists will be involved as well.
If you're wanting to deal with a reputable jeweler who has a long-standing reputation in the community, visit us at the Diamond District. We're straightforward and will pay you a minimum of 85% of your gold's current value and oftentimes 100% if you are trading it in for new jewelry or if we can turn around and sell it in our estate jewelry department.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, do you dread doing things like clearing the gutters? Repainting a room?
It's hell on earth.
Or cleaning out your ungodly mess of a shed? Well, maybe it's time to do something about it.
Yeah.
Move away.
That's right. You were doing this in the headlines. What would you rather do?
According to a new survey, 4% of people say that a cleaning task was so disconcerting to them that rather than take that task on, they just move to a new home.
Yeah.
Let somebody else do it.
Yeah. I want new.
Survey also found 61% of people regularly find ways to get out of cleaning jobs they don't like to do.
Absolutely.
Here are the top ways to avoid cleaning jobs you don't want to do. Ignore them.
Yep.
Convince somebody else to do it.
Yep.
Or come to grips with the fact that you're refusing to do it forever.
Yeah. Check.
There's
I mean, where Junior lives, ask him.
About the Chihuahua?
Yeah, and the leg lifting and the peeing. Has that ever been cleaned? Has anybody gotten there with like a sprayer of Fantastic?
Well, that's why he couldn't sell that synthesizer.
Yeah.
Well, I would make my roommate clean it. I would I would knock on his door, you know, be like, "Hey, buddy."
That's dumb.
Hey, buddy.
The roommate with the knife collection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, "Hey, dude."
I'd be ordering him around all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not cleaning it.
Let me tell you, that Chihuahua, you may have seen it do it twice, but it did it six more times that you don't know about.
Minimum.
He would also go behind my desk, my studio desk, and crap on my wires. Like, all over him.
Who cleaned that up?
Him.
No, the in their house, it was wait till it dries and forms a shell.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I wouldn't see it, and it would dry, yeah.
Wouldn't you smell it?
No. They're like little pellets.
It smells.
Anyways, I would just tell him to clean it up. I'm not cleaning it.
You're lucky it wasn't a wire chewer.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
I had one of them. There's a 29-year-old gent by the name of Nicholas Ellingford.
Yes, I am.
He lives in Lincoln City, Oregon.
Oh.
I think that's where the statue of Lincoln just came down.
Yep.
Nicholas was at the grocery store on Sunday night with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas had brought along his Glock 9mm handgun, and as he was in the checkout line, to make the most efficient use of his time while waiting, he thought it would be the best time to pull out the Glock and show it off to his a-hole buddy.
In the store.
In the checkout line. And as he was about to secure the gun back in his pant, he shot himself directly in the junk. The bullet made its way through the groin area, exiting the thigh. Well, it was quite a surprise, not only to him, but to everyone. He had to be airlifted to the hospital.
Mm.
And, of course, at that point, everybody's involved. And it's not only embarrassing, but then they find out you don't even have a concealed carry license.
Yeah.
And, well, there's also something called reckless endangerment.
Yeah.
And
everybody with a concealed carry knows you don't go and show it off at the grocery store in the checkout line.
And from now on, you're known as the guy who shot himself in the junk at the checkout line.
Yeah, there's the mother right there.
Yeah,
there he is. Yeah, he's showing you the weapon, flipping you the bird. But you know what? He's got a mask on. He's got a mask. See, there was no shift with COVID for him.
But that,
he always wore a mask.
No, that's unacceptable. That's a neck gaiter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a neck gaiter. Not acceptable on airlines.
Yep. I think on that one airline, you have to wear a ball gag.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story,
they won't let
here
you
is
on.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill? What does that have to do with COVID?
Never mind, sir. Insert the ball gag or deplane now.
Did I say Bill?
Yeah, we'll do it again just to be sure.
Bill? You know, if this were any other year, this story might stand out, but as it is, it'll probably get lost in the shuffle because this is 2020. Someone wearing a full-body chipmunk costume entered a pharmacy in Louisiana on Saturday afternoon, pulled out a gun, and robbed the place.
What do they call him, a furry? Is that what he is?
The chipmunk stole lots and lots of pills. You know, as they do, they do sure. Storing up for winter.
Yep. Yep. So they can nibble on them.
Yep. Probably put them in his cheeks and then scampered out of the store. He also helped himself to the pharmacist's cell phone.
Oh, really?
But chipmunks aren't without pity. Because when the lady who owned the cell phone, the pharmacist there, said, "Please, I have pictures of my grandkids that I can't replace." The chipmunk was so nice. In the middle of a robbery, he was kind enough to remove the SIM card so she could keep her pictures. He didn't give her the phone back.
No, just the SIM card.
Yeah. Police are now trying to track down the pill-stealing, gun-toting chipmunk with a heart of gold.
Yeah, heart of gold. Let me see that picture. Jeez. Jeez. He's a furry. That's what they are. They have conventions. They all dress up like that.
Yep.
They have the furry conventions, and then Junior told me they have these brony conventions.
Yeah, and then in a smaller ballroom, they have a bunch of ladies in high heels crushing bugs.
Yep, and then in the smaller showroom, they have stand-up comedy from Joe Piscopo.
Yep, with a full orchestra. That's where you'll find Stan and I.
Yep.
With an old school Vegas waitress that calls us hon.
Yeah, Joe Piscopo.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, September 23rd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Oh, that was the best waitress, that smoky-voiced cocktail waitress that had been in Vegas for 60 years.
Can I get you another doll? And Haney's reply, keep them coming.
Keep them coming, sweetheart. And she respected that.
Yeah.
And in return, we didn't point out the run in her stocking.
No, we did not. We just enjoyed Joe Piscopo on stage showing 30-year-old clips from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, wasn't that great? That was the best.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back.
Superstar.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. And I want to thank Junior for taking the surveillance footage of that furry chipmunk off the screen. Extremely disturbing. It is grown men in these. They have conventions. They go and go to Las Vegas, and they all walk around in their little like furry animal outfits and snuggle and cuddle. And then in the next room over, and Junior told me about bronies. Those are the ones, the grown men that like the My Little Ponies. They have their conventions too. Sick. It's sick. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home. This afternoon, just one thing on the board, and it is a crash. This is actually in the park, Alico Road and Flocks Drive, right by the Lamb of God thrift shop. And that's the only thing on the board. Al Beck coming up to take you through your Wednesday evening. Tomorrow, by the way, in case you know you're following the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins Thursday night game. Tomorrow night, you can hear it right here on 96K Rock. Let's laugh a little bit, shall we?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96K Rock.
Anyone sing in the shower? Yeah? Not me. I play the drums. I'm a rebel, dude. What kind of music you guys like? I like underwater Canadian teen pop. Justin Bieber drowning. That's pretty good stuff right there. I had a dream the other night. I was in bed with 10 hot chicks. And then I woke up and found out I was in bed with 20 even hotter chicks. That's the only nightmare I've ever had. That's okay. My new hobby is making movie sequels that nobody wants to see. Do you remember the old film Stand By Me? I just made a sequel. It's called Sit Over There. I'm also making movie prequels that nobody's looking forward to. Are you familiar with the classic Hitchcock film Psycho? I just made a prequel to Psycho. It's called That's a Weird Kid. I made a prequel to Gone with the Wind. It's called Still Here in a Light Breeze. Boring film, but it sets up the original perfectly.
What the? Have yourselves a great evening.
Throw that away.
Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Stan?
Yes. Yes, sir. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is Hal.
Hi, Hal.
And first of all, I just wanted to tell you, great show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Been a long time listener?
I've been listening for about a year now.
Oh.
And I had to have some surgery done.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was in the hospital, there wasn't a lot to do. Yeah. And that's when I started listening to your show.
What kind of surgery did you have?
That's embarrassing to say.
Okay. If you don't want to talk about it, Al, that's fine. Live down here long and just discover us in the hospital, or did you just recently move down here about a year ago?
Well, what happened is I lost a bar bet.
Okay, so you're going to tell me how you lost your testicle.
Well, now that we brought it up, I guess I didn't want to talk about it.
All right, you lost a bar bet.
I was overserved, and I was talking to a so-called friend of mine, and we were talking about the elections and whatnot, and I said, if Nancy Pelosi becomes speaker again, I'll have my left nut removed, and he held me to it.
This was about a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to buy him off have something else removed, but he stuck to it. So he took what you said literally,
that I'll have my left nut removed. People will say that and, be flipping about it, not really mean it, but you literally had your left nut removed.
Well, let me tell you something. Hal Boddicker doesn't welch on his bets. Anyway, I can see you're going off on one of your skits now.
Oh!
Yeah, you don't play enough rock music.
Don't play enough rock music. How many would you like us to play?
Depending on the length of the song.
Well, let's say the average
ones. Some of them are longer than others.
Let's say an average of 5 minutes a song. We play about eight a day.
I'd say you got to go at least for an hour. Let the music do the talking if you want people to listen.
Well, then when in that time would we be able to talk politics and our opinions and be able to talk to somebody like you if we're playing all this music?
Well, because then people love the rock music.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite band, Hal?
And that way, when they come on...
Uh-huh.
The disc jockeys.
Yeah, that's me, a disc jockey.
Then people are more inclined to pay attention because they're only on for a short amount of time, and that's when you hit them.
With politics.
Yeah.
And our opinions.
Because they can't get enough of it.
So they can't get enough rock music, and they can't get enough of politics and our opinions on that. Far right, by the way.
Especially racial issues. They love that. want more of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
They want more political, racial issues, our opinions,
absolutely,
and more rock.
Yep.
And what's your favorite rock band? If you love the show so much and we don't play enough rock for you, what would you like to hear more of?
Oh, anything Corey Taylor and Slipknot. I just love Slipknot.
Slipknot.
Corey Taylor in particular, it's like you're getting two for the price of one.
Okay.
Because he'll do an acoustic show by himself. See?
Okay. And we're supposed to get this all in.
You can never go wrong with Eagles of Death Metal.
You're a death metal fan?
Oh, come on. Get with it, sonny boy. They're not a death metal band. They're the Eagles of Death Metal.
Yeah.
You remember, they were over there in France when the towel had shot up the place.
All right,
camel jockeys.
Look.
That had me madder than a one-legged man at an ass-kicking contest.
You're a one-testicled man right now because of the way you choose to live. You live life recklessly, don't you, Hal? You live life right off your lips. You talk,
boy.
Get yourself in trouble
Now you're being a wackadoodle.
A what?
Why don't you talk about what's wrong with this damn country?
All right, what's wrong with the country? People like you. You don't know what you want.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't want to be in a communist nation.
That's right. You fought against that, didn't you?
We all fought against it.
All right. Hal Boddicker wants politics, our opinion more. Also wants to discuss more racial issues. Play more music.
Oh, yeah, that's a big winner.
Yep, play more music, specifically Corey Taylor and Slipknot.
As a matter of fact, you could play nothing but Corey Taylor and Slipknot, and I'd be happy as a pig.
Hey, I'm about done with you. You know what? I don't know if this show's for you.
And you know what else you can do?
What's that?
Here's a little trick. Okay, I learned this from Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer.
Yeah, a couple of legends.
When you go to turn on that microphone, take a second and force yourself to smile.
Shut up.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.